The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hump day to us all. Crudy out on the road in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Rich working hard on the board, getting the sound, getting the phones. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Crudy, what's going on out there, brother?
Well, I'm just hanging out at the Oxbow here in the gallery, and I wish the tech was working a little bit better, but, you know, you do what you got to do, man. You roll with it. You get on the road and you go to the political rallies, wherever that may take you. And today it takes me to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I got to see both Kamala Harris and also Tim Walz, the vice presidential nominee. And then a little bonus special edition, Dom. They came and they shut down right down here by the hotel where I'm broadcasting from at the Oxbow. I'm on the corner of Dewey and Galloway, apparently. I'm trying to see the street sign out the window. And they came to what is called the local store, Art Apparel Books and Things. And Tim Walz and Kamala Harris came, did a little shopping post-rally, Dom. And the Secret Service, a little surly, want to keep the ne'er-do-wells like me back on the sidewalk. You get back! But anyways, they rolled in and they made a little appearance, did a little shopping, and now they've moved on, Dom. Apparently, another big rally for the VP and her nominee, Tim Walz, in Detroit tonight, going to D-Town.
Motown, baby. Yes, a very energetic and youthful ticket on the Democratic side. Quite a difference than what's going on over on the MAGA side. My understanding, J.D. Vance, Trump's VP pick, was also, you know, he's in Eau Claire. He's stalking VP Harris. He's doing his thing. And I did see in the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he was asked about, you know, being weird. You know, what's all the weird thing? He says that he considers it a badge of honor. Now, the Democrats are calling him weird. And I got to tell you, that alone is a little weird. How is being mocked for being weird something that you evidently are, at least by the reaction that you have to it, how is that an acceptable, normal reaction? Yeah, it's a badge of honor to call me weird. Crudy, Vance was in Eau Claire. You didn't get the press credentials.
He is not Austin, Texas. No. He is not Austin, Texas. Keeping it weird is not cool unless you're Austin, Texas.
So that was some of the reporting as well. And you got to love it. Again, they talked about pronouncing. You know, some of the towns in the great state of Wisconsin can be difficult for those who are not from here, who have not lived here for a long time, to pronounce, like Eau Claire. I just wonder if Vance had any difficulty with that today. A much smaller audience for Vance, who is at some corporation today, versus what we saw at... And they would not let you in versus the outdoor rally, Crudy, thousands and thousands of people, man. It looked crazy from the socials.
It certainly did. About 15,000, the estimated crowd at the Kamala Harris and Tim Walz rally. It was at the Country Jam Fest grounds and cars parked as far as you could see. Above and beyond that, Dom, there was mud, lots of mud. So people trying to get out of that place. There are some people are going to be stuck there considering their votes for a good long time. The tow truck
and Eau
Claire are going to be busy tonight. There are some people out there bogging trying to get out of the fest grounds. But overall, I think it was a joyous crowd, a warmer than expected afternoon here. It's a little sunny, a little warm. I might be a little sunburned, Dom. I did see a number of people, and some even extended kind wishes that I'm supposed to share with you. I saw Robert Pilot, our friend from Native Roots Radio. He was down from St. Paul, Minneapolis. He plays out on KTNF. We play out on KTNF. He's our lead in there, Dom. And then also saw our friend Randy Bryce, the Iron Stash. He was there, and he sent regards along. He said, make sure you say hi to Dom. I will, Randy. I will. But beyond that, I saw John Nichols. I saw a number of our colleagues in broadcast from here at Civic Media. Todd Alba was doing his best. And along with James Kelly, one of the news anchors in the Eau Claire area. So, you know, some friends there, the people that knew me, Dom. It was, oh, Pat Krylo. How could I forget the Prince of Lake Wissota? I didn't even call him and warn him that I was coming into his district, Dom. I'm a little nervous. There might be a pony out of my head from Pat Krylo.
Right.
But I saw Pat there. I asked Pat. I said, buddy, you coming out for a beer later? Pat said, I got to do interviews. The work, it never stops, Dom. And what does the new VP candidate, Tim Wall, say? We'll sleep when we're dead.
I always prefer the Jack Nicholson, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. 844-967-2789. We do have a couple of cuts. I'm going to, Rich, if you would please get some of these ready. I want to play some of the Walls and a couple of the Kamala Harris from today in Eau Claire. We also can take your phone calls. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. Archie from Middleton, you are next. Welcome, Archie. What do you got for us?
Hey, so I actually watched the rally last night, and I thought it was absolutely amazing, but I'm still rooting. I'm going to vote down ballot blue, but I'm still rooting for Josh Shapiro, and it's just because I think that Josh Shapiro would have been viewed a little bit more centrist, and I think that obviously everybody on our side is very happy about Waltz, or at least most people are or whatever, but it's like you got to think pragmatically, and we got to think about the people who are like the independents, the people who are the swing voters. I can't believe we even have those still, to be honest. And I just think that there's a lot more than just the far left of our party. So I just wish that they would have chose someone who, you know, at least optically speaking, could have been more like Josh Shapiro. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, Archie, I mean, that's an interesting thought. I mean, I'm not sure Walls is as far left as everyone's trying to say that he is. You know what I mean? I mean, what policies, what has he done? What articulation has he given you, Archie, for you to think that he's left to Bernie Sanders?
Well, in my opinion, honestly, I love him, to be honest. But obviously, I love Josh Shapiro more just because I think that he's like the newest version of Obama or whatever. I mean, I've said this before, but I really do think that Josh Shapiro would have been an absolutely humongous firecracker in the Democratic Party for the VP presidency. But I think the reason why he wasn't chosen, and a lot of people hate me for this because I posted it on Facebook too, but I said is a mixture between it's like a mixture between the fact that his own presidential ambitions would have outweighed what the position of vice presidency would be. So like it would feel like he's being he's trying to overshadow
His personal ambition like could get in front of the job, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think he would have been a great every time I think of it that way, like it does change my perspective. And I think, you know, looking at Waltz right now, you can see that he's like Kamala Harris's biggest fan. And I think that that's exactly what she needs. She does need somebody who's going to support her in every way. So I do understand that. So,
And thanks for the call, Archie. I did see some of the reporting. Apparently, John Fetterman was involved in some of this as well. And I saw the videos from when Shapiro was speaking last night. Fetterman remained seated in his seat, was not very interactive while Shapiro was speaking. Fetterman, I'm not a big fan, I guess, in my opinion, Crudy. And to Archie's point, You don't want someone who has their own presidential ambition. Not to say that Walz isn't. I mean, hell, he's a governor. But he seems to certainly fit that role, I think, as a support mechanism versus someone who's going to try to outflank and get in front of, which could be with, you know, the egos and all that going on in politics.
Some of the reporting I had seen, Dom, is the internal polling the Harris team did showed that there were three different candidates that would strengthen the campaign. They were effectively a dead heat. And it was Shapiro, it was Walz, and I believe it was Mark Kelly. And Shapiro and I believe the reporting I saw specifically was at Politico, but Shapiro did not have a good interview with Harris. And Shapiro came away from the interview feeling like he had not left the right impression with the candidate. Walz, on the other hand, apparently had a great rapport with Kamala Harris. And yeah. From here forward, man, they are married at the hip, this VP and presidential candidate. And, you know, my thought is, when it came right down to it, Kamala Harris felt most comfortable with Tim Walz. And I would say, I think there are some reasons why. And I do think, and Archie, I do think this guy is truly a progressive, not in perhaps how he voted in the Congress, but when he was the chief executive of the state of Minnesota, this guy has governed very progressively. So you can point at his voting record. You can say, no, he's a moderate. You can point at his governance record and say, no, progressives, you're going to love this guy. He is a guy to aspire to in terms of policy choices. And the way this guy communicates, now, just the folksiness, the fieriness of this guy, you got to love him. You got to love him. Witty, he's funny. He's Coach Tim Walz. I love this guy already.
Coach Tim Walz, governor of great state of Minnesota in Wisconsin today. Crudy was in the crowd. You can be part of our crowd. We love you. 844-967-2789. We do have a few cuts of the vice president and Governor Tim Walz. We'll play those on the other side after the 420 break. And of course, we'll get to your calls. 844-967-2789.
Listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to The Devil Advocates radio show. Happy hump day to us all. You can join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. We do have some sound. We will get to it, but let's take some of your calls. Let's go, Paul. You are up. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Hey, first of all, thanks for what you guys do. It's very important. And thank you for Crudy. Thanks to Crudy for going up to Eau Claire. Hey, when I listen to it and watch it, it seems like Harris and Walz are bonded. It's like they've been together for years and years. And I just want your opinion, Crudy. What did you feel like when you were up there? Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks for the call, Paulie. Crudy, you know, it seems like they're old friends or at least fast friends. What was your impression?
Well, we've been 30-year friends, Dom, and they don't have anything on us. Yeah, they do strike me that there is some affinity there. They like each other, right? You know, and that shouldn't be so rare because I think there are people, they are like-minded, they know about this mission. And I think they've got a hell of a team, you know, and when you feel good about the team you're on, I don't know anything about that, but I assume yeah. It must be an awfully good feeling.
It is a unique feeling, certainly that some of the Democrats are starting to slowly feel and, you know, hopefully get used to But it is, it's a beautiful thing. And I love the joy part of it. Bring the joy back to it, man. There's, we have the killjoys that are the megas and Trump and Vance and the fear and the anxiety and the name calling and the vitriol and the chaos, the hate. It's just so opposite of what we are being presented with Harris and with her sidecar, Tim Walz.
You know, and it was an unusual circumstance. I understand Vance arrived in Eau Claire basically at the same time as Vice President Harris. And she's on Air Force Two. And I don't know if he's on Trump Force Two. I don't know what sort of accommodations they made for JD. You know, I would guess a Greyhound bus, but apparently they put him on a flight. But JD Vance got to Eau Claire and then left his airplane and wouldn't approach the press pool outside Kamala Harris's airplane to go trash talk her a little bit. Classy move. Classy.
Yeah.
Classy, JD.
I mean, at least he wasn't taking his, you know, his stickers and his hats and his yard signs and stuffing them into Air Force Two, you know, like Congressman Derek Van Orden does when he's out trolling the local Democratic parties. 844-967-27. Oh, go ahead, Crudy. 1 second. Go ahead, man.
Well, I was just going to say real briefly, I just had a conversation with Rebecca Cook and her fine staffer, Alex. We're going to set this interview back until tomorrow, Dom. I know I got to do it solo tomorrow, but we're gonna record the interview tomorrow morning for technical reasons. And she said, you know, she, like I, feeling a little sunburn and run down, being out crazy from the heat out there at this Kamala Harris-Tim Walz rally. But I would point out, candidate for the third CD, Rebecca Cook, will join us on the air tomorrow. So look forward to that. But, Dom, this, what was the question? I'm sorry.
I was going to get to the callers, 844-967-2789. Tom, you are next, and the rest of you can join us. Rebecca Cook will be joining us tomorrow. Tom, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, someone messaged a great word today. It's Derek Van Odwin. I thought that was pretty good, yeah. Derek Van Odwin. This JD weirdo is a stalker. I mean, every place that – it's almost like it reminds me of when Donald Trump was, like, stalking or walking around when Hillary Clinton was on the stage. It's almost that same thing. It's like, dude, go somewhere else. Why are you going to and creeple? I mean, just a creeper. He keeps following her everywhere. And I would like to say that, you know, Kamala Harris is almost like the head coach. And Coach Walz is kind of like the assistant coach. And we're moving into the football season right now. And we got our team together. And, you know, we're talking about issues and we talk about policy. I mean, I listened again today, just like I did the other days, but they're talking about unions. They're talking about retiring with dignity. They're talking about building wealth for all people. They're talking about paid leave, child care, health care, taxing the billionaires, rent control, a woman's right to choose, gun safety, LGBTQ+ rights, inclusion for all, take on corporations, big pharma, big landlords, bring back jobs to America. These are all policies. Republicans got nothing voting for the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, clean water, yep. Clean air. And the policy the Republicans have is Project 2025, making us into an authoritarian dictatorship and basically be like the Handmaid's Tale, like Bradley Whitford from Wisconsin said in the dudes, white dudes for Harris. So let's not make this into the Handmaid's Tale because he's actually on that show. And Crudy, I wanted to ask you, was it difficult for you to get into JD Weirdo's event today, or was there just so many people there that you couldn't get in there?
Well, it was entirely difficult because they did not credential me for it.
Yeah,
so
right.
they weren't letting yours truly into the now infamous event. I was not on the tarmac where JD Vance went and chased somebody else's press, and I wasn't at the Warland Industries event where they denied my credentials. But here's a statement from J.D. Vance. Vance slammed Harrison remarks that concluded just before Tim Wolf's stage. He called it a basement campaign and said she deserves to be fired instead of promoted to president. He said at the event that was largely in the form of a news conference with local media, but Trudy and civic media exploded.
There you go. Thank you for the call, Tom. We'll take more of your calls on the other side, 844-967-2789. Also, news coming out. Apparently, Donald Trump was, caught on audio, heaping praise upon Governor Tim Walz. We'll see how he tries to backpedal from that. And lots of more news and updates and your calls, 844-96-PARTY. Happy hump day. Welcome to it.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy hump day to us all. Big day today. Vice President Kamala Harris and her picked for her VP in Eau Claire, Wisconsin today. Crudy was on the ground. We're going to take some of your calls as well. 844-967-2789.
John, did you hear what they had to say about her airplane? A surprising new presidential campaign talking point drew insults and entourage references from Team Trump, the airplane that delivered Vice President Kamala Harris to Wisconsin. I mean, she flew in on Air Force Two, Dom. Now, Donald Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, and spokesperson Stephen Chung both targeted Air Force Two as the two campaigns landed on the same tarmac in Eau Claire today. Make sure Air Force Two is deep cleaned, because Lord only knows what the Harris Center team have done on there. The smell alone on that plane must be crazy.
What?
The responses from his followers were unprintable. And previously, reporting shows Harris activity on Air Force Two has included, God forbid, Dom, handing out cupcakes on staff members' birthdays.
Who doesn't love the smell of cupcakes?
Vance, meanwhile, went so far as to cross the tarmac and later told reporters, hopefully it's going to be my plane in a few months. You know,
it's
Air
the
Force
people's
view.
Plane, jackass. Come on.
He doesn't seem to know that. Vance later posted a picture to Twitter of himself and his team walking away from Air Force Two and drawn comparison to an HBO series, but a Hollywood star and the men who follow him around. The Entourage reboot is going to be awesome, wrote Vance. It wasn't that good the first time.
Come on. What a troll. He's the troll in chief. That's all he is. And the Stephen Chung, I mean, really? The smell of the plane? That's your go-to now? And what do you mean
can
by
you
that?
Smell but, that smell, Dom?
Can you smell it? I'd like some detail, some articulation, Stephen. What do you mean? Is it the smell of yummy cupcakes, or do you have something else in mind?
Well, Dom, the Harris-Walz campaign also compared planes. Apparently that's a thing now, as they sparred with Team Trump, posting a video of the two lawmakers deporting Air Force Two as Vance lands in the background. The voiceover is taken from Dance Moms, when dance instructor Abby Lee Miller exclaims, and now I want to sit back and relax and enjoy my evening, when all of a sudden I hear this agitating, grating voice. I think they're talking about JV, Dom. Weirdo.
I think they are. Wow. What a freaking weirdo. Who does something like that? 844-967-2789. Dan from Nakusa, you are up. Welcome, Dan. What do you got for us?
A couple things I want to talk about. I'm going to be really interested in listening to your show tomorrow and hear Rebecca Cookie. You know, the whole thing between her and Katrina Shanklin. I'm not sure which one of them ones are the right person to run against Derek Van Odwan.
You have a preference, Dan? I mean, that's what this is all about. Are you Dem? Are you leading to vote in the primary? And who are you thinking?
I want to figure out who's the right one to vote for in the primary, but obviously the wrong one is Derek Van Odwan.
That is obvious. Dan, what are your thoughts? We've seen the reporting that's getting a little chippy out there. They're throwing barbs back and forth. What's important to you? What would you like to hear from either of these candidates? And I believe we have invited Katrina on again. So if we can, we'll provide you her response as well. But what are you looking for, Dan?
You know, the thing that I don't want to get into is, you know, Rebecca, she's new, don't know much about her. Is this another Christian cinema type of person who's just a Republican running under the Democratic name, or is she really good? You know, I mean, with this mud they sling at each other, you don't know. You know, I don't have a preference between the two of them. I want to learn which is the right one.
Well, right on, Dan. That's why they go through the primary. That's why you'll be listening tomorrow so you can hear the interview with Rebecca Cook. Thanks for the call, man.
Dan, one thing I would point out, Rebecca Cook is not brand new to the political scene in that she did run for this very same office 2 years ago, and she took second place in the primary behind now State Senator Brad Path. He's obviously not Congressman Path, so perhaps we need a different candidate at the top of the ticket. Brad decided not to run for this congressional seat. But we understand that DCCC has submitted $4 million to the winner of this primary. And I find it very interesting that Shanklin's campaign is bragging about the fact that they would be the recipients and the beneficiaries of this $4 million dark money spend when their entire complaint and their shaking of a fist at Rebecca Cook is apparently because she's the recipient of dark money. And this is
right.
Their entire complaint about her. Oh, she received dark money. Well, she almost tripled up on Shanklin's campaign in terms of fundraising. And I can tell you, I don't know what's in her heart of hearts, but Rebecca Cook has been campaigning as a Democrat for, you know, two different elective cycles here. She's a working class lady. And although she does have some prior political experience, she, I think, rightfully claims the mantle as the outsider. You know, by contrast, Shanklin's been in the assembly for a number of years. And, you know, if Shanklin wins, I'm going to be more than happy to support a fine Democrat like Katrina Shanklin. But I got to tell you, I think Shanklin started this fight. I think it was her campaign that slung the first blue mud, if you will. And I think it is a reflection of the fact they think Cook's going to beat her.
They're worried about Cook beating her. Thank you for the call, Dan. Again, stay tuned. We'll provide you with all the information we possibly can. 844-967-2789. Our pal Dick from the garage in Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Wow, that's almost like getting like Granny Clampett running against Mrs. Drysdale for Possum Queen. But J.D. Vance, all six people that were there today, the optics of this are poor, guys. I'm watching it on MSNBC, and these six people that were standing kind of behind them, one of them looked like, hey, how come I got to come here during my lunch break? And then you go across town to 15,000 people. And then last week, Trump, the same venue that in Philadelphia, it's out there to see. The whole upper tier of that place at Temple University is empty, totally empty. So you guys might want to think about rethinking, you know, following them around wherever they go. I did hear, though, that tomorrow J.D. Vance is going to be touring a Revlon plant somewhere.
I don't know if that's true, Dick, but, you know, I guess anything's possible. We appreciate your call, man. 844-967-2789. It's not just that Stephen Chung, the spokesperson for Trump, complaining that Kamala Harris's plane must smell, the smell must be crazy, which is obviously super weird and rude and deserves some more clarity, in my opinion. But Donald Trump, regardless of what the campaign is saying about Tim Walz, apparently, according to the Raw story, Trump was very complimentary. Trump has attacked Minnesota Governor Walz's handling of the George Floyd protest, but 4 years ago, he offered praise, newly revealed audio shows. What? You mean the guy's contradicting himself? Shocking, I tell you. The reporting says that Trump lauded Walz on a June 1st, 2020 call with multiple governors in wake of Floyd's violent death on May 25th and the subsequent riots that erupted, ABC News reported on Wednesday. Quote, I know Governor Walz is on the phone and we spoke, and I fully agree with the way he handled it the last couple of days. Trump reportedly said he called Walz an excellent guy. An excellent guy. The audio recording reportedly includes Trump praising Walz directly and calling him by his first name. Again, the quote, I'm very happy with the last couple of days, Tim, Trump continued. You called up big numbers and the big numbers knocked them out so fast it was like bowling pins. Now, as the Raw story reports, that messaging stands in stark contrast to the Trump campaign's recent messaging targeting the running mate of his Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris. And his quote from a quote from J.D. Vance, he allowed rioters to burn down the streets of Minneapolis. That's what J.D. Vance said. Now, I want to repeat again what Donald Trump said in the recording, according to ABC News. I fully agree with the way he handled it. I was very happy with the last couple of days, Tim. You called up big numbers and big numbers knocked them out so fast it was like bowling pins. A little contradiction. Now, the Trump campaign spokesperson, Caroline Leavitt, told ABC News, Trump only praised Walz after he took the then president's advice to call in the National Guard. A quote from their spokesperson, Governor Walz allowed Minneapolis to burn for days despite President Trump's offer to deploy soldiers and the cries for help from the liberal mayor of Minneapolis. As Raw Story says, the reporter, the rioters set fire to 1,500 buildings, caused about $500 million in damages, and were linked to at least three deaths. Now, Walz, a 24-year veteran of the National Guard, summoned guardsmen to Minneapolis 18 hours after Mayor Jacob Frey made his initial request. The Minnesota governor has both explained the delay and accepted responsibility for the consequences, ABC News reports. They're band teachers and small business owners. They're folks working in a garage in Fergus Falls who get a call that says, you've got 12 hours to report to your armory, Walz said. A few days later, he added, if the issue was that the state should have moved faster, that's on me. Now, that's the Raw story, but it may be on you, and they may have a spin about it, but you heard, and we will hear perhaps more of that sound, of former president at the time, Trump, acknowledging Tim Walz, calling him an excellent guy, and saying he was very pleased with the reaction. Crudy, any surprise that the Trump campaign would be contradicting Trump when he was president?
You know what I can tell you Tim Walz smells like? Freaking money. Coach Walz smells like money. Have you seen the new fundraising totals in the 24 hours since he has joined this campaign, Dom? The yeah. Democratic Party announcing the campaign has raised $36 million. That's more than $1 million an hour, Dom, in the 24 hours after Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was added to the ticket. Campaign officials touted the haul as one of their best fundraising days of the cycle and a reflection of the enthusiasm amongst Democrats about the vice president's choice of Walz as her running mate. Dom, I didn't verify, but how much money do you think J.D. Vance brought into the coffers when Trump rolled him out of the RNC in Milwaukee?
Probably not $36 million in 24 hours. I'm sure they'd be screaming
probably
from the
not
rooftops.
Enough to pay our RNC bar tab that week, Dom.
I mean, You know, if that was the case, though, if they were booming, if they were getting those kind of numbers, hey, J.D. Vance, we rolled him out, man. People love him. We got $50 million in the first 20. You know, if that was the case, if that would be reality, if they were enthused about it, they'd be talking about it. And they're not talking about it because it didn't happen.
They're talking about the possible bad smell on Air Force Two that J.D. Vance hopes is his in a few months, Tom.
His. That seems pretty typical with these types, the megas. Like Yertle the Turtle, king of all that they see. Dude, that's the people's plane. It's not your plane. It's not Kamala Harris's plane. It's our plane. These are our rules. 844-967-2789. Come back with us. More of your phone calls. More sound from the big events of today. Kamala Harris in Wisco. Bring you some more of it. Come back with us. 844-96-PARTY.
Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy hump day to us all. You can join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today. 12 to 15,000, as the crew says, 15,000, thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming out. Beautiful day, Western Wisconsin, Eau Claire, to see the vice president and governor from the great state of Minnesota, Tim Walz. First time here in Wisconsin after the announcement yesterday. They are on the road going to Detroit. They're hitting all the hot spots, all the swing states. And of course, then J.D. Vance will be, you know, following slowly behind them like a lost little puppy. So that should be interesting. Callers, be patient. Get to you in a moment. Well, I'll throw this one out there. Saw this yesterday, and I didn't get to it, but I got to tell you, Trump is. It seems like it's getting worse. If that's possible, I mean, is that possible? Someone should take away the man's phone. He went out there and tweeted, truthied out some bat guano crazy stuff. And I want to just read it off to you now and get your perspective, your opinion on this guy who wants to be president again. I can't believe he was already president once, but he went off. And this is going to be interesting. As the Raw story puts it, ahead of the 24 Democratic nominee, Paris and her running mate Walz Philly rally on Tuesday. So this is yesterday. Trump shared a social media post that is causing political experts to question his sanity. I may know a little bit about politics. I don't know if I'm an expert, but I do know crazy when I see it. And this guy's freaking crazy. Here's what he wrote on his Truthy Social yesterday. Quote, what are the chances that crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the U.S., whose presidency was unconstitutionally stolen from him by Kamala, he's purposefully spelling her name wrong, Kamala, Barack, all caps, Hussein, Obama, crazy Nancy Pelosi, shifty Adam Schiff, crying Chuck Schumer, and others on the lunatic left. What are the chances that Biden crashes the Democratic National Convention and tries to take back the nomination, beginning with challenging me to another debate? He feels that he made a historically tragic mistake by handing over the U.S. presidency, a coup, to the people in the world he most hates, and he wants it back. No, caps, 3 exclamation points. What are the chances Joe Biden is going to, what, show up at the DNC in Chicago and try to roll Kamala Harris and Tim Walz? What are the chances that he feels that he made a mistake by handing over the presidency, that this is a coup, and these are the people he hates most, and he wants it back now? This is what Trump's saying. That's what he's saying. He's questioning, he's openly pondering these things. Do you have any indication, Mr. Trump, that Biden thinks that way, that Biden feels that way, or is this just you making stuff up as you go? Now, as the Raw story reports, some folks took exception to it. Crudy's buddy, conservative and former Bulwark editor-in-chief, Charlie Sykes, said, can we just say it? The guy is F-U-Q-Q-I-N-G nuts. Liberal Nation magazine editor Elliot Mistel added, my dude wanted to run against Biden so badly, he is now producing fanfic. Fan fiction. Mehdi Hasan, I thought this was an astute observation, a former MSNBC host. We make so much fun of Trump and his insane posts that we all just gloss over his open bigotry. He manages both Islamophobia, the capitalization of Hussein, and anti-Semitic, using shifty to describe Adam Schiff, at the same time, and we all just ignore it. There are no penalties for Trump from the quote-unquote liberal media. And I think Hasan makes a great point. You know, we're just so used to it. We're just so used to it, man. This guy's been saying racist things, misogynistic things, freaking nuts things over and over and over again. It's like we're shell-shocked from it. We're just so used to it. That's why when we hear, you know, someone like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, they talk about the freedoms and joys and the rule of law and the promise of America and fighting for those things, fighting for freedoms, trusting women. When we hear the kind of positive message coming from, you know, normal people, and you maybe think don't like the policy, you want to make fun of the smell of the plane, Stephen Chung, please. That you are not serious. They are not serious people. They don't have they are not serious in representing and taking care of the American people. They are about taking care of themselves. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Callers, be patient. We'll get to all of you. Go ahead, Mark. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks. Well, what about the miasma that surrounds Donald Trump? I mean, the fetid odor that surrounds him wherever he goes, probably, you know, with his issues that he has. That, I mean, and it's just so racist. I mean, the comment about the smell on her airplane. I mean, the basis of that is rooted in just some really awful racism. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's just jaw-dropping how, you know, he just can't. You think he can't go any lower, and he finds a way. Right. He just keeps on digging.
He does. He does certainly find a way. Crude, any last thoughts in this hour?
Are we going to play the speeches? I want to hear the speeches again, Doc.
We got the thumbs up. Rich says, yes, we do have the speeches. We have Governor Tim Walz. It was a shorter speech, I expect, today from what he did yesterday. And we do have, of course, Vice President Kamala Harris live in Eau Claire. We will play some of that sound, those speeches, perhaps in their entirety, for you on the other side. More of your phone calls as well. We're the Devil's Advocates. This is what we do. Crudy on the road, dealing with the tech. That's how we do it, bringing you the info you need to know. The presidency is rolling through the state of Wisconsin. It matters, folks, and she wants your vote. Hell, Kamala Harris, she's bringing joy back to it. We're bringing joy to the extra happier happy hour. Come back with us, 844-967-2789.